Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Goeienaand en welkom by die program Hulp met Hart. My naam is Leon Jacobs. Ek staan vanaand in vir Dina Bronkhorst en ons gesels met Denzel Klaasen van die Utopia Instituut. Denzel, hoe gaan het vandag?
Wonderlik, Leon. Baie dankie vir die uitnodiging en ek is regtig bevoordeel om hier met julle vanaand te wees.
Baie dankie vir jou, Denzel. Ons is ook baie bly om jou hier te hê en dankie dat jy die tyd en die moeite afgestaan het vir ons vandag. Ons het 'n vraagie. Die vraagie is: wie en wat is die Utopia Instituut?
Oké, okay, goed. Utopia Instituut is a learning and development organization that hails roundabout from 2019, my apologies, just short of 7 years in existence. And there is quite a little bit of history behind Utopia Institute. It is particularly CETA driven. And we have a few CETAs, which I'll speak on a little bit later on, that we have our accreditations with. But in essence, Utopia was started by our managing director, Stephanie Klaasen, who is a pedigree in the learning and development industry. She swat back in the day at Rau, now Johannesburg University, and she came up trumps. Up until today, Rau is utilizing some of her material when she studied for the education that they actually provide in terms of education, training and development. So we're very, very proud to have her as our head of our organization. And she then worked a little bit of her history, and that is the pedigree that I'm saying that we're bringing as an institution to our learners out there. She started off with APSA in the training department. Then she was strangely headhunted as a woman back in the day to Toyota South Africa, not knowing anything about the motor industry, but she excelled. Simply excelled. Subsequently, Mercedes-Benz got wind of this, and then they recruited her to start their academy. And she traveled both to Japan and Germany on several occasions, really getting into the mix of things. After a successful launch of the academy in the Daimler Chrysler, which is Mercedes-Benz, BMW was on the cards, and they wanted her. And she actually went in working with them as well. But then she realized that she gives so much to this particular corporate environment. What about herself? And she started her own entity. And it was Gemba Kaizen. And then later on, through transformation, it became Utopia Institute. And let's stand still for a moment and look at Utopia. Utopia means the perfect place for one person to another. So nobody is forced to be in the same utopia or the same place. Your dream, your aspiration, that is your utopia in the education field, and the institution is purely going to make sure that you achieve your goals, your dreams, and your aspiration in that particular space of education. So Utopia was launched, and initially it was pretty difficult getting out of the blocks. You know, it's very difficult to get an organization. I happen to have been from the beginning with the institution. And my background is actually from a financial spectrum, where I was senior management with companies like Sanlam, Old Mutual and the rest. And that is what I brought to it. But significantly, we fostered a relationship with all and sundry. We have, at the present moment, as an organization, individual learners that we do specifically in different spaces, education, training and development. And this is to do with the CETA. CETA, essentially, ETDP CETA. Now, this particular CETA has got a major role player within the whole industry of education. However, we started off in the motor industry, the MERS CETA, which is the CETA for the motor and engineering industry. And that's what we term to be our primary CETA. Now, having started there, we then did an extension of scope into the ETDP CETA. And we've done pretty well, so much so that the ETDP CETA also made use of our services. And we rendered our services with them. They were pretty happy. And we are good friends, so to speak. You know, so that's awesome at the end of the day. We extended scope. Now, you start with a CETA, that's your primary CETA. Every other industry that you want, you will then do extension of scope. And that's exactly what we've done with the ETDP CETA. And that is where Stephanie's, our managing director's passion really lies in creating people to go through the whole certificate or diploma, from the introduction side, to become a facilitator, to become an assessor, to become a moderator, to become a design and developer of the material, to become a skills development officer, and then ultimately also to see how you can mentor those particular learners. Further than that, we also got an extension of scope into the services CETA, where we do managerial courses, and then also programs in the big scheme of things, the mix CETA. And that, I think, is a one that we're currently doing, and that is with Metro Fiber. Metro Fiber is not a learnership. That's quite different. This is a bursary scheme. Metro Fiber put up 25,000 per learner for 25 learners. And we came in and we actually assisted them in terms of the education part, together with Diana Bronckhorst and them, her institution. So that is really, in a nutshell, we are going into our seventh year, looking ahead for greater things still to come. Well, Leon, that's a little bit. I'm sure there's more that you might want to know, but
most definitely.
Let's continue.
Denzel, you were talking about the whole utopia in a nutshell. And there's a few things that you did touch on that I really would like to focus on right now. First of all, when you said the name itself is the truth behind it, it's your utopia. It's not what you're studying or how you're going to study it. It's all about you and your end goal. And I think with any motivational speaker out there, never change the goal. Always change the plan. You can change how you're doing it, but what you want to achieve at the end of the day, that's what you shouldn't change. And the fact that you were touching on that, especially when it comes to your students, if we may call them that, that is something I would like to touch on. The fact that you are willing to go and say, you know what, you as an individual, we know that you're worth something. And we know that at the end of the day, for us to exist as an institute, it's because of you, the student, because of the need and the urge that you have, the passion that you have for that you want to learn. Because that's the only way you're going to get something done. I think when it gets to a student or anybody that wants to be involved with leveling themselves up, there is a certain amount of passion, a certain amount of effort that needs to be given. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Am I correct?
Quite correct, Leon. Indeed. That okay. really is what it is. If I may just elaborate and give a little bit of insight in terms of utopia. Utopia, when we looked at the name prior to the registration, came through and we researched it quite thoroughly. The place that never exists, yes, it's perfect in your sight. So I would like to almost describe it like a rainbow. They always say a pot of gold you can find under the rainbow. But if you chase after that rainbow, you never find a pot of gold. So utopia, in terms of your dream, your aspiration, you never ever get to the end destination, which means that is career building. That means that is how you grow, because just when you think you have arrived, you need to continue again. Never ever must you give up. So that is the utopia, but it's always perfect in your sight, always perfect what you want to do and continue. Yes, we will give some guidelines and assistance, and we will mentor you in terms of these aspects. But ultimately, what puts us aside from any other institution is we live as a family with our learners as such. Why do I say that? Let's give an example. We do certificate courses, we do diploma courses, and then we do skills development courses as well. So skills development courses is the breakup or the modules, you can say, within a particular certificate or a diploma. So you can break it up in small chunks and then you actually acquire that steadily as you continue. Now you will be acknowledged because the particular CETA that we're with will give you a SOR, which stands for basically that you have confirmed. And by the way, did I mention that you never fail? You are just declared not yet competent. What a beautiful thing to do.
That's a perfect way
of
putting it.
Not yet competent.
Yeah.
Negatively, if you say to a guy you failed, he gives up. Mm. Not yet competent, which means the institution will have to still carry on mentoring you, supporting you, until you are declared competent. And then you get your statement of results. That means you have done it. Now, what's unique about this, other than your tertiary education, is that this is outcome-based, which means you must actually prove that you can do it, not just theoretically write it in paper or in pen and paper. So what we do is, it's workplace experience that comes in. It is sometimes a guy is doing video shots of how they would perform and what they will do. They put it into practice. They get the real thing, so to speak. And that is what's so unique about this particular aspect around it. Now, when you do that and you start living your dream, your aspiration, you will then find that it becomes a reality, not like the pot of gold, but in your current time. You start enjoying every moment that you are engaged in. And that's the difference with the outcome-based accord compared to, you know, the university or technicons, those kind of guys that just give you theory at the end of the day. This is so practical. Added to that, maybe just as we coming down to the conclusion of it, we can even take a person in the workplace that never had a formal education. In other words, he doesn't have a certificate or a confirmation of paper that he is qualified. We can RPL, recognition of prior learning. What's the recognition of prior learning? The experience that that person, it might be 10 years, 15 years doing the same thing. Let me give you an example. Our managing director, back when she was still with Daimler Chrysler, Mercedes-Benz, she actually went into a workshop, a panel beta workshop, and she noticed one of the guys has been very, very good. Everybody calls upon his name. And then in conversation with the owner of the panel beta shop, she then learned that this person doesn't have any formal qualification, except to say that he's got the experience, probably from very young in his life. And she then said, let us give this guy recognition of prior learning. Let us make sure he gets the certificate. At first, they didn't understand it. And ultimately, after explanation, this guy was qualified and he had his first piece of paper with an NQF level 4, which is the equivalent of matric. And he was totally over the moon because now he's acknowledged for his work as such. So that is the stuff that we have. And there's quite an array of different qualifications, as I've mentioned, to right up to diploma, as well as the skills program. Little chunk bites as you carry on. So that's the little bit about the utopian dream, as well as the workplace and the training that we actually utilize. Oh, yes, by the way, I noticed that you in the radio industry, I was the same coming from finance, and I called them students. And hey, and they taught me quickly. They're called learners now. You know, so I think a lot of things changed, eh? Bye, thank you, Leon.
Thank you for your dental. I like the fact that you touch on the matter that with each student, there is dos merita. Elke saak het sy merita.
Precies.
Like just the way that you said, she identified this person. He's working hard. There's respect in his workplace. They call him on his name, but he's still not happy. He's still not happy with himself as a personnel member, as somebody that's got his own career. Why? He doesn't have a trick. He doesn't have the basic paperwork to go into a meeting with somebody else and say, you know what, I'm more than qualified for this job. Because telling someone you've got experience is one thing. That's one thing. They need to phone around. They need to get references. They need to follow up on your history. It's the same when you're buying a second-hand car. You got to go figure it out. But when somebody comes with papers, with accredited, like when you go to a big car dealership and they put everything on the table for you, you're 10 times more sure to make the sale.
Correct.
Because it's there. And that's what you're bringing to the table in any situation. So if it's from, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but this means so anybody from the age of 16 is a potential for you.
Indeed.
Some of that view, because in the country we're living, it's not uncommon for a 16-year-old to leave school and go work for themselves. I was one of those people. I had to go and work from a very young age, but I was privileged enough to still do it while I was in school. My life was situated in that way. But if it was in any other way, I wouldn't have had my trick. I wouldn't have had that basic paperwork to take to my first interview, my first foot in the door. Yeah. And I think for you guys doing that as Utopia, as the institute, that itself speaks. It's 1,000 words.
Netom iets beter voordaan. Nou gaan ek so 'n bietjie Afrikaans vir jou praat. Kom ons sien waar gaan ons dit. Die aspek regtig op die einde van die dag is dat selfs as die ou nie sy graad 12 het nie, hy's matriek, dan kan ons nog steeds iets doen vir hom. So wat ons doen is, hy gaan nie die matriek oorskryf nie, al wat hy gaan doen is, hy gaan nou wat ons noem bridging course doen. And the small, you know, your normal languages and mathematics lit and so on, wat hy ons gehelp word meer. So draai hy daar deur is, dan kan hy op die bandwagon klim en hy kan nou definitief enig van die ander NQF 5, 6, 7, wat ook al kan hy nou gaan doen, want hy het nou die grondbeginsel. So, as ons kyk na Suid-Afrika, as daar groot moontlikhede, as ons net die mense so oor kan oopmaak, want as jy kyk na die hoë persentasie van ons leerlings in die skool omgeving wat uitval, wat nooit daarbo uitkom nie, en al wat gedoen word, hulle word net aan die kant geskuif, and all they're good for is to labor as a laborer as such, the blue-collar worker. Maar daar's baie meer wat ons kan doen, en miskien moet ons bietjie meer slaankrag kry. Ek wens net ons regering wil wakker skrik en daardie informatie deurvoel na almal in hierdie land. Dit sal so wonderlik is.
En om ek 'n real big difference, sal 'n werklike verskil maak. I've got a question. This is the question I've got, and it, from my side, it's an important one, because for us to know who you are is an important thing to know, because you're the one giving us this message today. So I would like to know, who's Denzel Claassen? How did you get involved with Utopia, and why are you involved with RTTA SR at the end of the day?
All right, superb. Thank you very much, Leon. Here we are again. Denzel Claassen, yeah, this young man is 63 years old. Just the other day on the 9th of June, and Going Strong have a wonderful educational pathway within his family as well. So you ask me, how did I get involved? Now I need to actually bring it out. The lady I spoke about, Stephanie Claassen, is Denzel Claassen's wife. So I thought I'll keep it professional, not to mention that, but now I have to be honest. And I lived with this lovely lady for 39 years. We also had on my birthday, my 39th year of marriage. So I have a very good idea of what pathway she had. And it was always my dream and aspiration to get her in her own entity. And that is what I fostered in terms of getting her to the particular level. And when the moment came, we both started Utopia. As I said, 6 years, will be 7 in November. And the essence at the end of the day, we have discussed that in detail. Where do I hail from? All right, I have a background of financial services. So I worked for companies like Old Mutual, Sunlum, and various other entities. Been into the senior management for many, many years. And then when this happened, I thought I'll play the supporting role and I will come in. Now, I need to also divulge, when you go onto our website, I've designed the website, not having any knowledge of IT, but my daughter always said, if you can read, you can do, and that's what I've done, and I've done it. So that's the part that I play. I am the business development executive of the organization, and I drive everything other than the subject matter expert that Stephanie is doing. That's the actual training component. So what I'm coining here this evening is purely things that I've picked up in my relationship with the organization. I'm not a educational practitioner, but I enjoy the support and the background and the development, business development aspects as such. So that is really a little bit about me. And as we journeyed, if you allow me just to tell you that Diana Bronckhorst and ourselves has got a relationship in terms of the Metro Fiber bursary scheme to the value of 25,000. I think that's such a noble way. Thank you to Metro Fiber for doing such a sterling job in helping us to educate the nation. And it is in end user computing. So we take the guy from Excel to all the Microsoft programs that you can think of, but we also packaged it with skills, life skills, and also workplace readiness. We build all of that in all our programs. Give them a little bit more than just the program itself. So we are ever eternal thankful to them that we could engage and work together in servicing our nation. Because it's not just business. We need to service because they become our mouthpiece. And there's a lot of referrals that's coming. By the way, I know out of business, they say to us, chaps, the first time a person, you sign him up for business, he is not a client or a customer. No, well, I was set back. When does he? Says when he comes back, or he refers somebody else. Then you know you are in partnership and in business with those guys. So that's a little bit about myself. I also still foster relationship with the financial world, which will bring into a foundation that we have established for Utopia to give back to the community in the education space. And that is going to be very exciting. No specific date and time, but we're rolling as the time goes. Mm. So that's what it's all about. And that's where I want to play a major role. I'm also in the ministry, but I want to get out to serve the nation from an educational point of view, uplift them, and give them opportunity even to start their own learning and development enterprises. And we hand select and pick them, and we develop them into their own businesses, cascading down that they will employ people and they will employ people. And so we can make a dent in the unemployment figures in South Africa.
That is one great angle to have, Denzel, and that's a mouthful when it comes to your own description. But that's the one thing we at RTSA appreciate. We like it when someone comes and says, you know what, we got this. We've been doing this. We've been exercising. We've been practicing. We did the mistakes. We did this. We did that. We know what we're doing now. And I think out of experience with RTTSA and Diana Bronkhorst, you can vouch for that, that's something we believe in as well. It's what we put in, we need to get something out. Oh. Die insette teenoor die uitsette. And wat vir my baie oplettend is, jy praat die hele tyd van ons kan 'n geleentheid skep. We can do the course. We can create it. We can do the add-on. But the one important thing I would really like to touch on is your accreditation. Because anybody can go, yeah, I can put this with. Yeah, I can set up a new course. Yeah, I can help this one. But not everybody can promise the results that you can. And not everybody can promise the fact that it's actually accredited, that it actually accounts for something, and that it will 8 out of 10 times guarantee you a job.
Indeed, indeed. Leon, you actually touch on something that is very, very close to our hearts and we're very passionate about. Our organization don't measure in terms of how many people we trained. We look at how many people we assisted. Take note, we say assisted to become competent. Because remember, as I said, there's no failing and passing, not yet competent or competent. So if we can get and walk the talk to get to you, I'll give you, for instance, a good couple of learnerships we've done with Toyota South Africa. And my, I tell you, 100% competent in a number of them. That tells you how, I wouldn't want to brag and say how good our facilitators, assessors, and moderators are, but how committed, that's a better word, they are to walk the talk. And that's the key issue. Now, let me just touch on in this industry of accreditation and non-accreditation. Accreditation is indeed an organization which we plug into. QCTO is in fact the organized South African Quality Council as such, that we work, and they are the guys that network, make sure that everything is intact, together with you have organizations like SAQA, the South African Quality Authority, making sure that the material and all those things are in line also with the CETAs that we are affiliated in sectorial CETAs, etc. So in every area there, each industry has got its own CETA per se. And that is very important. Then you have a breakup where you've got NQF. And NQF basically stands for National Qualifications Framework. My apologies, framework. Now, that particular issue is at what level are you going to come in? And in that National Qualification of Framework, there are unit standards that's been pre-designed so that a certain specific person will actually be able to transform the learning that he has into the outcome base that he can actually apply it. So that, just in a nutshell, is some of the information. I know that will take an entire session to bring it all together, but I may say at the end of this, we as Utopia are also doing webinars where we educate a great number of the guys. We have different panels that comes on and we discuss these matters, and people can ask questions because it's very important for a person to understand how do they actually qualify And secondly, how do they make sure that an institution is fully accredited, and where do they go on websites and so on to make sure they have the right entity and it's not a fly-by-night. That's basically what we have here.
That is a great mouthful. Thank you again, Denzel. And I love the fact that when I do ask a question, you make sure you answer each and every corner of it. Now I would like you to please explain a bit more regarding this. Why is the accreditation so important when it comes to getting yourself a qualification for life? And also, what is the easiest way to check so that the young ones of today don't make the mistake of getting involved with the wrong institution and wasting 3 to 4 years of their life and not having the qualifications?
Thank you very much, Leon. This is probably the ultimate aspect of importance. Firstly, why? Because there are so many fly-by-nights out there. There are so many that opportune seekers, and they promise people the moon, the stars, the whole world. And then when it comes to the final aspect of giving the person the documentation in terms of certification, then it's non-existent. And we see this on a consistent basis. But firstly, let's start with why is education so important? Let me coin something that Nelson Mandela said. He says, you can change the world provided you're educated. Leaders, at the end of the day, cannot lead unless they are educated. Education is knowledge, and knowledge gives you the position to make decisions. So it's critical within the framework of education that you need to have pertinent knowledge within, there's general knowledge, but pertinent knowledge within a particular formal sector or non-formal sector where you want to develop yourself in. If you do not have that, then it's going to become a problem. So that is the fundamental of it all. So you ask, where would a person go? And it's very easy. And I hope we can get this message out to a great number of people completing matric especially. And they fall into the loophole where there are great promises instead of checking out the institutions. So the QCTO is the entity where you would go to. And you can go on the website per se. And that basically aligns the trade and occupational spaces to make sure that the training that's provided is in line with those particular aspects before you get to the SAQWA side of it. So you will go and you will actually just call up the QTCO's website, and you will then just look on a listing to see if the institution you're about to engage with is on that listing. If they are not on the listing, you can't do it. That's the key issue. Now, further, the offering that they give you, many times they will say to you, this is the ID number for it. So they'll quote you a number, for instance, like for argument's sake, a 50333, which is a diploma in education, training and development. Once you've put that in, then you're going to find the SAQWA site pops up and gives you defined specific information about that qualification, what you need to qualify for it, what is covered in it, what's the outcomes, everything that you require. Nothing is hidden on that piece of sheet that you can actually get. So those two things are critical: to check the institution and to check the actual qualification or even the skills program at hand.
Sorry to just fall in here, but this will also go hand in hand with an employer. If you are looking at employees and you can see what qualification they have, you can use that same source to see what they had to have beforehand, what type of qualifications they had to have to get this paperwork. Am I correct?
Precisely. Let me say, when you get a certificate from the CETA, maybe you've done a full qualification, the qualification will not stipulate step by step what did you do. But the employer can check that ID number, go onto the system and step by step see what did you actually study, and thereby qualify that you have the piece of paper and see that what is it in the practical terms, not even just theoretically, but practical, what have you actually done. Then further, once we concluded everything, there is something called the portfolio of evidence, POE. Once you are qualified, we will then give you your POE back. And I would like to say to many learners out there, don't throw it away, because you can take that POE, that thick file, together with the stick of information that's on there, the USB, and you can actually prove to your employer or prospective employer, here is my POE. That's what is taking place. There is the video clip that I've actually proved that I can actually practically do this. So this is such an exciting qualification across the board, because you have evidence all the time, and that makes it so unique.
The technique that you're using isn't new.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's something that's come a while. I remember studying drama. I had a whole highlight reel that I could carry with me. It was a whole file with photos, with the 40 minutes, the whole video scene, everything in there. Because it's not about a guy not wanting to read your CV, because it's not a CV.
Yes.
It's totally different. It's that proof of evidence. It's the physical document, the physical file you can put on the table and say, hey, I really do have 100 hours on this stage. I really do have 1,000 hours on this machine. You can literally see it here. And I feel any employer would be more than motivated then to engage in the conversation, engage in the option of employing this person and actually giving them a fair trial regarding it. Am I correct?
Quite right. And now if that organization has got a skills development officer, they can actually analyze it and cut out a career path with education or education development programs for such an individual, even to enhance his abilities on the workplace. So that is very, very important. Let me just briefly touch on it to say to you, we have, as I said, a primary CETA for us is the MERS CETA, as the motor and engineering industry. Then we have the ETDP CETA, which is the education, training and development side of it. And then you have got the MEEC CETA that we are dealing with also, which has to do with the computer side of things as such. And then the services CETA, there's an array of qualifications, but we use it predominantly for management as such. So really, in a nutshell, there's a whole lot, I think, off the cuff. There's 30-odd CETAs, and they are a specific industry-lined throughout. And depend on where you would like to develop, you will then choose them. If you haven't got them, do an extension of scope, and then you can actually work within that space as such.
So in other words, the antwoord is altyd ja by Utopia.
Altyd ja. Met gewilligheid.
Met gewilligheid natuurlijk.
Ja. As jy sê ja en jy is gewillig om dit te doen, dan kan ons die extra mail hardloop met jou. Ons is heeltemal bereid om verskillende maniere te vind om dinge te kan doen. Al is het individueel, kan ek jou sê. Sometimes say justifies 10 people. No, ons sê as jy wil en jy kom, is nog een ding wat vir ons uitstaan, and that is learner support. So dit wil sê, jy kom virtually on learner support, maar dan het ons ook individuele learner support van face-to-face, om seker te maak, dit wat ons vir jou geleer het, word in die portfolio of evidence uitgebeeld. En dit is die wonderlikheid. Is nie nommers nie, dis mense.
Ja.
En onthou een ding, as ons een persoons lewe kan aantas, dan voed ons miskien 5 of 6 of 10 mense in 'n huishouding.
Die waarheid. Dankie Denzel. Ons het baie, baie lekker gesprek gehad so ver en Utopia Instituut klink na 'n droom. Wat vir my die beste is, dit is nie net 'n droom nie, maar is 'n werklikheid.
Ja.
So Denzel, voordat ons gaan vandag, wil ek graag hê, asseblief vat die geleentheid om hierso te sê, hoe kan mense in kontak tree met jou en bietjie meer ondersteun natuurlik, en dan daarna kan ons kyk na, wat het ons nog nodig om aan te raak?
Wonderlik Leon, eerste gee my die geleentheid om vir julle te bedank as lekker FM. Dit was lekker om hier te keer. Ek wil eindelijk vragen, is daar nie een plekje vir my uitgekap nie, kan ek nie kom saamwerk hier nie, want dit is baie lekker. Maar in teendeel, wat ons wil net graag sê, is ook aan Dyna en na organisatie, baie baie dankie vir die geleentheid, ons waardeer alles, en ons vraag dat God seën op alles moet uitreik, en dit daar bly. But let me conclude simply by also give you an indication, how to get hold of us, and where to find us. We can actually do any kind of training, even within the ministry. We do Sunday school development and many other aspects. If you are in engineering or whether it's in education, it doesn't matter. The fundamental principles of education and to educate people to certain platforms stays the same. So irrespective what your dream and aspiration is, like we said, your utopia, we can come along and we can color it in, and we can make it a reality in your life. Now, you can get hold of us. As I said, I'm the business development executive. We have a team of people that works on this, and you can reach us then at 061-524-5361. Dis die direkte nommerkie. Althans, kan jy ook ons organisasie skakel, waar dit Pretoria se nommerkie is 021 524 5361. And then obviously you can just simply info at utopiainstitute.net. And that's where you can reach us, and we would love to hear from anyone, even if you can't afford it. That's what our philosophy is. We even have monthly payment plans to accommodate people that wants to advance their lives in education. So that's a little bit from us. Thank you very much. God bless all of you guys.
Again, thank you, Denzel. And yes, so if you ever feel that you're not competent or ready for your dream to become a reality, remember this name, Utopia Institute, and speak to Denzel. I promise you, it's going to be worth it. Remember, you can also find us at OTTSR. It's AfrikaanseToekomsttrust.org, on our website, where you can go and check out and see all of the projects that we are involved with. And yeah, that's alles van ons kant af. Denzel, weer eens, dank dat jy hier was. Van ons kant wil ons net vir jou gee die sakkie vir Sade van Sonskyn, die nice beweging om te sê dankie vir wat jy doen vir jou gemeenskap en die mense met wie jy betrokke is.
Baie dankie, Leon. Waardeer dit. God seën.
En dan van my kant af, dit was die vertoning of die program Hulp met Hart. Ek's Leon Jacobs. Ek sal julle weer sien wanneer dit my weer is. Van hier af vorentoe is Dina Bronkhorst weer terug op Oppos en gesels weer lekker saam met jou elke Woensdag. Lekker FM.